Hello, Mooners, and welcome to the first episode of the series of podcasts tackling the concept of modern United Nations. So today, we embark on a journey to explore the significance of Moon conferences worldwide and the crucial role they play in shaping a bright diplomatic future. So join us as we dive into the inspiring world of Moons and discover the transformative power it holds for the diplomats of tomorrow. So to fully grasp the impact of Moons, we must understand their essence. Moon conferences provide an unparalleled platform for young men to delve into the complexities of international relations, diplomacy, and global issues as they replicate the United Nations, where delegates represent countries and engage in passionate debates, negotiations, and consensus building. So don't hesitate to listen to the first episode of the Circle U Moon series if you want to understand better how they work. And as we explored in the second episode, Moons really nurture the skills and qualities necessary for effective diplomacy, as participants learn the arts of public speaking, of critical thinking and problem solving, and they develop empathy, cultural awareness, as well as a deep understanding of diverse perspectives. So these conferences empower the leaders of tomorrow, equipping them with the tools needed to navigate the complex global landscape. However, the success of Moons relies heavily on support from various stakeholders. So educational institutions, governments, and organizations all play a vital role in providing resources, mentorship, and funding to ensure the growth and accessibility of Moon programs, just as the Circle U European Network of Universities did when it organized its first Moon simulation last March. So educational institutions have a huge responsibility to recognize the immense value Moons bring to students, and they must allocate resources accordingly. So by supporting Moons, universities and schools can bridge the gap between theory and practice, thus allowing students to apply their classroom knowledge to real-world scenarios. But governments also have a crucial role to play in supporting Moons, so they need to understand the significance of these conferences in nurturing the next generation of diplomats and invest in their growth by providing financial support and creating favorable policies to help Moons thrive and reach a broader audience. Besides, organizations can contribute by offering sponsorships, scholarships, and mentorships programs. By providing financial aid, they can make Moons more inclusive and accessible, ensuring that passionate students from all backgrounds have the opportunity to participate in these transformative experiences. For instance, during the Brussels edition, some students were able to obtain Erasmus or university grants to carry out this project, which is wonderful. Besides, raising awareness about the benefits of Moons is really essential. By showcasing success stories and highlighting the achievements of Moon alumni who have gone on to make significant contributions to diplomacy and international relations, we inspire individuals, educational institutions, and organizations to invest in these conferences. That's why supporting Moons all over the world is an investment in the future of diplomacy. By providing the necessary resources, mentorship, and funding, we enable young minds to thrive and shape a brighter, more inclusive global landscape. So that concludes today's episode. We hope this discussion has shed light on the importance of supporting Moons worldwide, and join us in this series in order to discover other fascinating aspects of the diplomatic world. And above all, remember, the future is in our hands, and together we can build a world rooted in cooperation and understanding.